his 76 years on earth. And we also spoke a lot about his friends, from Levi Yitzchak Mendel's son. So his son-in-law put out a book about his life, very interesting life he had of Levi Yitzchak. Very interesting. Imagine, first of all, he died 26, this Tammuz. And he lived for 93 years. So he went through a lot. First World War, Second World War. Yeah, in Europe he was the whole time. Russia and Europe. And then in Eretz Yisrael, through all that's going on here in Eretz Yisrael, we owe him everything. If you know anything of Breslev, you owe it to him. This person here on this picture here. Levi Yitzchak Mendel. Because there was no Breslev. After the war, there was a few. There was Avcheshin. Tzatzal, was that your side? Very few. Shmuel Shapira, obviously. But they weren't people who transferred over so much. Avcheshin, yeah. But Levi Yitzchak, he made Breslev.
After he had the core. He was in Uman. He was the leader of the in the time that the person who was for Rosh Hashanah was the Bala Chazan. He was the man. So he had the tradition from Uman, from the elders there when Breslev was Uman and the Ukraine. He still had that before they were wiped out. He still had that in the story. Mm-hmm. We're over here.
It wasn't the same. Most of those who were here came from Poland, anyways. Or they were here, got close over here, or came from Poland. And he used to throw them a call. Without him, it was nothing.
He passed alone.
Mm-hmm. When he was 15, he learned about Tikkun HaTzot.
We're gonna speak about it. This is the whole book.
Every night until he was 93, he got up.
Yeah.
Who wrote the book?
His son-in-law of Leskel.
And
it's called Ish Chasidecha.
There's an English translation.
They had it here.
Yeah. So we're gonna go. We have to. Rabbeinu says to say stories of my people. So.
Okay. So, what's the book called?
It's called Ish Chasidecha.
And who wrote it?
Rav Leskel. Rav Leskel. It's his son-in-law of Rav Levi Yitzchak Mendel.
Is he still with it?
I think so, yeah.
Is it an ISBN number, so I can try and track it down? An ISBN number in the back?
No, I'm up it. They're against the CIA anymore. It's out of print for years and years.
Oh, okay.
Can't get it anywhere. On a Wednesday, 23rd of Chodesh Sivan. By the way, much easier to translate this than translate Shmuel Shapira's book. Here it's very much easier, the language. On a Wednesday, 23rd of Chodesh Sivan, the year Tov Reish Nun Zayin, which is, in English I have no idea. It's 6:57. Now we're 7.
93
plus 29. Yeah, very easy. Go back.
120
years ago.
122
years ago.
118 years ago.
118 years ago, yeah. 18,
18 years ago.
He has a good math.
18
years ago would have been.
Something like that, yeah. What's the last digit? You said Zion?
Yeah.
That's
1897. That's when he was born. He was born to his father, whose name was Rav Chashav Avraham Noach Bender, his mother Marasel Rachel, in a little town called Gradzinsk in Poland.
Poland?
Yeah, in big Poland before the First World War. A lot of Hasidus was there. Okay, and there was a Jew. There was Jews there already for a long time, right? For hundreds of years. And by that time, there were thousands of Jews living there. Yeah, there were Jews living there until Tavshin, yeah. Till 19. 1940, and then they were all wiped out, of course.
I think the majority of Jews in the world at that time were living in Poland.
Okay. So Rav Levi Yitzchak did his first 14 years in that little town, right, which is an area of Warsaw in Poland. חבורת העובדים אשר ברזינסק העיר משתיב לחסידיס עם מה זה עתה את תפילתם. Right, so story. The עובדים over there that were in the shtibel, the chasidish shtibel, they just finished their service. Their eyes were red from crying. And they looked like they were just working very hard in front of Hashem. Everyone knew that Davin, in the very, there was a Rebbe there. The Rebbe's name was Rabbi Yisrael. Rabbi Yisrael of Grodzinsk. The big Rebbe, and they were very davening like in Karlin, like in Breslau, fire, screaming. In the corner there was a young child, also trying to daven. And suddenly the Rebbe turns and looks at the boy, and says, "He davens well." He said, and then didn't continue. The Hasidim kept it in their hearts. It was Levi Yitzchak, the little davener, was davening in the shtibel, and he continued davening his whole life like that. Yeah. The same way he davened like a little child with such purity, such a tmimus, that he believed that Hashem is listening. That's how he davened when he was 90 years old. His whole life was like that. Yeah. Over his whole life, he was a chassid. Mamash a chassid. He wasn't a Breslov chassid. He was a chassid. And then he learned in yeshiva in Makov, also in Poland. And he was also fire over there, and that's what continued also when he came to Breslau, it was fire. Wherever he went, he had mesilus nefesh to Hashem. Until his last days. That's how he acts. Okay, Mamash, you remember him, right? You saw him, you said maybe you don't remember exactly.
I
think they saw him
in the back.
Usually Shabbos morning, he was in the Moses. You understand Yiddish?
I guess so.
Huh? You can understand what he spoke. He died in Buri Chatu, like in Poland. He was a very holy from his childhood. They had 12 children. They had 10 children in the family. 6 boys and 4 girls. And they had a big room where they all slept together, all the kids. And the parents had a little room. But he didn't want to sleep there because there was girls, even though it was sisters. He took his mattress and slept in the kitchen. Okay. His father, the Avraham Noach, was a big time chacham, very sharp brain. And Rav Levi Yitzchak used to say that his father, he was mamash one of the sharpest people. And whenever they had questions, and Eruv and all the complicated masechta zivamnes used to go to his father, and he was able to answer them. He used to get up very very early in the morning, like 3 guys in the morning, and get up his 2 sons, also older sons, the Levi Yitzchak and his son Moshe, and he used to join him also for the learning in the morning. Yeah.
3, 4
early. It was still dark out. Yeah, Avraham Noach, his father, got married when he was 13 and his wife was 12. That was the derech in those days. It took about 200 years ago. Maybe less, maybe 150 years ago. Yeah, about 150 years ago.
Yeah.
With permission of the parents.
17
with permission of the parents. I don't know that. Anyways, who cares? Who listens to the law? You get married, you don't tell them. What's the big deal? If they're telling you I'm married. Because Adim is a rub, good. When he was 14, and his wife was 13, they had their first son. And they were married happily for 8 years.
He got married at 14?
13.
13?
For 7 years, I'm sorry, they were married happily. And then she died. In those days, he died early, fast. Also today, if you walk in the street, it's dangerous. Anyways, they were... Yeah, they had children. His wife was died. There was a fire in the house. His wife died. Then he married another wife. He was a cousin of his, and he had also a few more children. Which was Rabbi Yitzchak was one of them. Rabbi Yitzchak wasn't born from the first wife; he was born from the second wife. Rabbi Yitzchak was number 10. Rabbi Yitzchak was the baby. Rabbi Yitzchak also had an uncle who was very, very, very holy, very hidden. His name was Rabbi Reuven. And he was a shoemaker. No one knew how big he is. Only those who was that. He's still in Rabbi Yitzchak was born, this uncle said about Rabbi Yitzchak, and the 10th one will be holy. It says in the Pasuk, Vasiri HaKodesh. Rabbi Levitzer says the fact that I became Breslev is because of this bracha of his. He said, 10th one will be holy. Tough. Yofi, I need a new
first.
So we're going to start talking about this is slat, but soon it gets very, very interesting. His life is
going to be. Spell the author's name so I can at least put it down?
Lasker. I don't know if you say Lasker or Lasker. I think it's Lasker. It's in Hebrew, so it doesn't have vowels. If it was in Yiddish, I would tell you exactly. It's L-A-K-E-R.
Okay, thanks.
L-A-S.
L-A-S? C-E-R, whatever.
So it's Rob?
Lasker.
Lasker.
How do you want to spell it?